Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my beautiful hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. I was 27 years old before I even started going to college at a traditional university. 10 years before that, I was 17 years old, going to school at Hickey School here in St. Louis, which was a business and technical school at the time, and is now a full-blown college. At that time, they specialized in secretarial, accounting, and paralegal programs. My goal? To become an administrative assistant for a hotshot executive anywhere. Now how could that experience serve me today? Well, possibly writing this website and becoming an author. Remember, I always say whatever you should be doing with your life, you've been doing it your whole life. But that's a whole nother show for another day. Being a Gemini who rules the hands, wrists, arms, lungs, talking, writing, and communication, I was already typing 95 words a minute and writing shorthand at 200 words a minute. I was writing and typing faster than a person could think of their next word. For practice, I would sit down every evening with Walter Cronkite on the CBS Evening News and take shorthand to his news broadcast because he spoke a cool 200 words a minute. Piece of cake. I would even hold two pens in one hand just in case I ran out of ink so I could just keep going. How's that for Gemini duality? Being that I was also a drummer, duality again, I would practice my drumming just to keep my hands and wrists in action mode. I was so determined to be the best administrative assistant in the land that I would literally wake up writing shorthand on my pillow with an imaginary pen. Can you say obsessive compulsive? One day I was called to the school office because they had this gravy job that was being offered to one of their students. It was a job with Norfolk and Western Railroad, now called Norfolk Southern. And a job with any railroad does not come along too often because no one quits. They retire. They wanted a stenographer and someone who definitely knew office machines. The key word was definitely. I had been trained on every single office machine you could imagine, and if I earned the job, I could actually graduate 4 months early. I definitely knew office machines. After all, the goal of that school was to get their students primo jobs. I left school immediately for the job interview, feeling pretty certain the job was mine. I mean, how could it not be? When I arrived, there were 3 candidates ahead of me and 10 candidates arriving after me. Imagine my surprise. Jauntily conceited, confident, or both, here I thought I was the only one being interviewed. I mean, they called me to the school office, for goodness sake. It didn't dawn on me that the railroad would call other places for candidates as well. As employees milled about the office, I noticed they were using office machines that were antiquated, and a few of which I had not a clue as to what they were. They may have well had an original block printing press there to make copies for all I knew. I couldn't believe it. When my name was called, I was told they were prepared to hire someone that day and everyone was instructed to stay. After my typing and shorthand test, I felt more certain than ever that I was the perfect candidate for the job when here it came, the deal-breaker question of the interview. My heart was beating like a rabbit, and the word definitely flashed before my eyes like a blinking neon sign. One thing was certain, I was there, which meant the job was mine if I wanted it. It was an opportunity that I was going to take. All I had to do was push and then take it. The man said, "And what about these office machines? Do you know how to operate these office machines?" I looked him square in the eye and said, "Yes, sir, I do. Just show me how." It took him a few minutes to register what I had just said. He just sat there. I said nothing and waited. For a Gemini to keep their mouth shut is no easy task. Then he smiled, stood up, shook my hand and said, "Welcome to Norfolk and Western. When can you start?" "In Cherokee. Until we meet again. Deinada go haya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone."